我们请看约翰福音的第五章。
Please turn to John chapter 5.
约翰福音五章第一节。
John chapter 5, verse 1.
第一节，这事以后，到了犹太人的一个节期，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。二节
，verse two，
在耶路撒冷靠近羊门有一个池子，希伯来话叫做毕士大，旁边有五个廊子。三节
，three，
里面躺着瞎眼的、瘸腿的、血气枯干的许多病人。第五节
，verse 5，
在那里有一个人病了38年。六节
，six，
耶稣看见他躺着，知道他病了许久，就问他说：“你要痊愈吗？”七节
，seven，
病人回答说：“先生，水冻的时候，没有人把我放在池子里，我正去的时候，就有别人比我先下去。”八节
，eight。
耶稣对他说：“起来，拿着你的褥子走吧。”九节
，nine，
那人立刻痊愈，就拿起褥子来走了。十节
，ten，
那天是安息日，所以犹太人对那医好的人说：“今天是安息日，你拿着褥子是不可的。”十一节
，eleven，
他却回答说：“那使我痊愈的对我说，拿你的褥子走吧。”十二节
，twelve，
他们问他说。对你说拿褥子走的是什么人？十三节
，thirteen，
那医好的人不知道是谁，因为那里的人多。耶稣已经躲开了。十四节
，fourteen，
后来耶稣在殿里遇见他，对他说：“你已经痊愈了，不要再犯罪，恐怕你遭遇得更加厉害。”十五节
，fifteen，
那人就去告诉犹太人，使他痊愈的是耶稣。十六节。
16.
所以犹太人逼迫耶稣，因为他在安息日做了这事。十七节
，17.
耶稣就对他们说：“我父做事直到如今，我也做事。”十八节
，18.
所以犹太人越发想要杀他，因他不但犯了安息日，并且称神为他的父，将自己和神当作平等。这段经节所记载的。是主耶稣开始传道以后第二次上耶路撒冷所行的神迹。
This is a miracle Jesus performed the second time he went to Jerusalem.
主耶稣第一次上耶路撒冷并没有完成很多的工作。
Jesus did not perform many miracles the first time he was there.
他洁净圣殿。
He cleansed the temple.
他与犹太人的官尼哥底母来谈论重生的要道。
He also taught Nicodemus about the truth of rebirth.
他为少数的一些人施洗之后，他就回加利利了。
And after he baptized a few, he returned to Galilee.
在加利利他医治了大臣的儿子。
And in Galilee, he healed the son of an official.
他又到加百农选召门徒。
And he called his disciples in Capernaum.
医治西门的岳母。
He healed Simon's mother-in-law.
在加利利的会堂传道
，and he preached in the synagogues in Galilee.
医治了长大麻风的
，he healed a leopard.
医治了这个瘫痪的人
，and a man who cannot walk.
而且也选召了这个利未马太
，and he called Levi and Matthew.
接下来他讲论了这个新旧难合的比喻。
And he taught he told a parable of the new and the old.
就是这个旧皮带不能装新酒。
That is, the new wine cannot be filled in, be poured into an old wine sack.
新布不能补在旧衣服上。
Or that a new piece of cloth cannot be used to patch an old piece of clothing.
然后他再一次的，就是第二次上耶路撒冷。
And after all this, he went to Jerusalem for the second time.
今天所要分享的这个神迹，就是他第二次上耶路撒冷所行的。
And so the miracle we studied this morning is the miracle he performed the second visit.
第五章第一节这里说到， 主耶稣在犹太人的一个节期到耶路撒冷去。
Verse 1 says Jesus went up to Jerusalem for a feast of the Jews.
犹太人啊，主要的节期有七个。
And Jewish tradition, there are seven feasts.
在这七个节期当中啊，最重要的就是逾越节、五旬节和祝棚节。
Among them is the Passover, the Pentecost, and the Feast of the Tabernacle.
圣经在这里啊，没有记载说耶稣到底是在哪一个节期到耶路撒冷去的。
The Bible doesn't tell us specifically which feast this was.
好，这不是重点。
Because that's not the point.
重点呢，是耶稣利用节期来做救人的功夫啊。
The point is that Jesus took this opportunity of a feast to save.
当犹太人的节期的时候，他们呢、啊、都会从各地啊到耶路撒冷去。
Because during every feast, Jews from all over the world return to Jerusalem.
他们去耶路撒冷做什么呢
？And what were doing there?
啊，他们是到耶路撒冷的圣殿要去敬拜神去。
They came to Jerusalem to the temple to worship God.
也就是说，这些人呐、啊，啊，他们都有一个敬拜神的心。
So during these feasts, the men have a heart and attitude of worshiping God.
好，主耶稣啊，当然也不会啊丧失这么好的一个机会。
And so Jesus would not let this opportunity pass by.
来做他要拯救啊人的这个工作。
Because he came to save men's souls.
这个啊，主耶稣啊，利用节期传福音做工，也让我们想到一个问题。
So this reminds us of something.
今天我们也有很多的节期啊。
Today we also have many holidays and feasts.
啊，节期是我们跟我们的家人、跟我们朋友在一起的时候。
During holidays, we gather with our family and friends.
啊，但我们呢、啊，往往在这样的节期、美好的时光，我们可能只顾着享受快乐，跟人家凑热闹。
But during these celebrations, do we just enjoy the time together?
倒忘了、啊、把耶稣基督啊这么美好的福音啊跟我们的好友、跟我们的亲戚来分享。
And forget to share the good news we have from the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，甚至啊，有些人在这样的节期当中啊，不但没有办法来传福音、来分享耶稣的恩典。
And even worse, not only do some forget to preach the gospel.
啊，甚至有人呢、啊，在这样好的节期里面呢、啊，好的时光里面呢、啊，跟人家去做坏事。
They even sin during these holiday seasons.
啊，在一起啊、不是啊，这个讲神的话。
People gather to celebrate and not speak of the word of God.
哦、啊，可能就是讲、啊、很多的闲话。
They may gossip.
哎，在一起啊，不是来做好事的、啊。
They do not gather for charity.
哦，在一起啊，有时候跟人家去做坏事啊。
Instead, they harm others.
这个是我们应当去思考的。
That's something we need to remind ourselves of.
主耶稣有一个门徒叫保罗。
There's Paul was an apostle of Christ.
哦，他啊到了这个外邦人啊，就是没有信耶稣的这些人的城镇去啊。
And he visited the cities of the Gentiles.
有一次他到了这个希腊的雅典。
And once he was in Athens, Greece.
他看到啊啊这些雅典人啊在那边迎神赛会、啊、在拜他们的神明。
And he saw the Athenians having a festival worshipping many gods.
哦，啊，非常的热闹。
It was quite a festive.
保罗看到这样的情景啊，他心里很着急啊。
But Paul was burned in anxiety.
因为这些人不认识神。
Because these people did not know God.
保罗啊，不是跟他们一起去热闹热闹。
Paul did not join in the celebration.
啊，也不是说啊，啊，赶快逃开呀、啊。
Oh, and he did not flee.
他能够效法耶稣啊，向这些啊人来传真正的神。
But he followed the example of Christ to preach the true God to them.
因为这些人呢、啊、有拜神的热忱。
Because he saw that they had a heart to worship God.
但是却拜错神、啊。
But they worshipped the wrong God.
哦，所以啊，我们应当要利用啊这个哦热闹的节气啊，多多来传福音、啊。
So today, let us seize the opportunity during our celebration to preach the gospel.
但是我们也要小心啊。
But we also must be careful.
啊， 这个热闹啊，也常常是魔鬼诱惑人犯罪的方法。
Because the devil uses the celebration to lead people to sin.
就如同我们刚刚所说的。
Just as we said before.
好，在很多的热闹的节气里面。
And a joyous celebration.
它当中也包含着这些引诱跟试探在里头。
There are much temptation.
举中国人的例子来说。
Let me give you an example.
全家团圆的时候，大概就是过年的时候。
In Chinese culture, families gather during the New Year.
很多中国人的这个没有信耶稣的传统当中就是要祭拜祖先。
And in the holidays, it is tradition to worship the ancestors.
那我们面对这样的一个考验的时候
，So if you are tested in this,
很多弟兄姐妹不知道该怎么样去处置。
Many brother and sister don't know what to do.
所以有一些软弱的他就形式上就跟着他们去拜的。
Some in their weakness decide to worship the ancestors along with their relatives.
得罪了神。
But then, in that, they sin against God.
那信心比较好一点的话他就会借故不回去。
Some in stronger faith might just decide not to join the family reunion.
避开那个这个场合。
And avoid the situation altogether.
最好的应该是跟我们的家人来做见证。
But the best way is for us to testify to our families.
让他们知道说为什么我们基督徒我们不像他们一样拿着香来祭拜这种这个牌位祖先的牌位
，so that they can understand why you as a Christian would not worship ancestors with them。
那顺便把我们当拜的这个独一真神耶稣基督介绍给我们的亲人认识。
It can also be a chance to share the God, the only God that we worship to them。
好，在这个团圆的场合当中，当然也免不了有一些娱乐。
And in these family gatherings, there are some entertainment.
那在很多这个娱乐当中有的是好的，有的不一定是很好的。
Some are harmless, but some are harmful.
比如说醉酒。
For example, drunkenness.
比如说打牌。
Or gambling.
所以我们应该要怎么样在这种热闹的场合当中，不但能够传福音荣耀神，还能够避免去得罪神。
Therefore, we must learn to be able to preach God and also avoid sinning against God.
能在节期场合、热闹的场合当中能够救人，而自己也不会在热闹当中犯罪来跌倒。
And in these times of celebration, let us not lose ourselves, but be able to save others.
这是主耶稣在犹太人的节期上去耶路撒冷去做工传福音给我们的一个启示。
This is what Jesus teaches us, as he preached the gospel during this feast of the Jews.
所以我们在美国或许我们不像在以前的家乡会有一些迷信的节气。
In America, there perhaps is less a superstition.
但是在国外也有国外的一些迷信的节气。
Maybe not the same as in China, but there are other forms of superstition.
比如说万圣节 ，Halloween.
For example, Halloween.
比如说圣诞节
，or Christmas.
这个我们比照耶稣给我们的原则
If we compare these holidays to what Jesus has taught us,
我们务须把他们看成好像洪水猛兽在那些日子我们就大门深锁不跟人家来往，还不需要这样子。
And even though we know they're wrong, we do not need to lock our doors and avoid these holidays altogether.
让人家认为我们是怪物
So then other people may think we're strange.
我们反倒应该效法耶稣能够利用这些节气去救那一些有热心但没有真知识的那些人。
But we must take these times, the opportunity given to us to preach to those who want to worship God but do not have the truth.
接下来第二节到第三节，这里主耶稣来到了一个地方叫做毕士大。
In verse 2, it says Jesus came to a pool called Bethesda.
毕士大这个名字很好。
And this name is a good name.
它的意思就是怜悯之家。
It literally means a house of compassion.
好，照啊、这个资料的记载呀、啊，这个池子啊啊大概长有十丈，宽有一丈啊，是一个日字形的池子。
And this pool is a rectangular pool measuring 1 by 10.
好，那池子旁边有五个廊子。
And there are 5 covered colonnades.
那这些廊子啊啊是当时的一些热心的慈善家所修建的。
It was built by charitable people.
好，因为当日啊犹太人他们有个传说啊。
Because according to Jewish legend.
啊说，哦，在这个小字的部分。
And you might find it in verse 4 in as in a footnote.
啊，因为啊啊会有天使按着时候下到池子来搅动水。
From time to time, an angel of the Lord will come down to stir up the waters.
水动的时候啊，谁先下去啊？无论你什么病啊，都会痊愈。
The first one who entered the pool after each disturbance would be cured of whatever disease he had.
所以因着这样的传说啊啊，就有很多的病人呢、啊。来到这个池子旁边呢、啊，来等候这个水洞。
Because of that, many patients came by the pool to wait for the water to be stirred.
哦，所以也让当日的那些慈善家啊，他在这个池子旁边呢、啊，就盖了这些廊子、这些亭子啊，让这些病人能够休息。
So people build these colonnades for these patients to rest while waiting.
哦，当日的犹太人呢、啊，啊，他们对天使是很敬重的。
The Jews had a great respect for the angels.
哦，所以后来啊，甚至有些犹太人啊，他们敬拜天使。
Some even began to worship angels.
哦，那再来，旧约时候啊，这个以利沙先知啊，曾经让哦亚兰国的啊这个元帅啊乃曼啊，就是长了麻风病的这个乃曼呢、啊。在约旦河里面沐浴了七次得到痊愈。
And you may recall in the Old Testament time, Prophet Elisha commanded the general Naaman to wash himself in the river 7 times.
哦，所以这些的原因就形成了啊毕士大池的传说。
And so these factors created the legend of the pool of Bethesda.
哦，无论如何啊啊当日的人是这么相信的。
So people believed in the power of the pool.
好，那在这样的一个场景之下，啊，主耶稣来到这个地方。
And so this is what Jesus faced as he approached the pool.
在那边遇到了一个病人呐、啊。
And he saw a patient there.
他病了38年。
Who had been invalid for 38 years.
好，那主耶稣遇到这个病人。让我们有啊很多的这个宝贵的属灵教训可以去思考。
We can learn many spiritual teachings from this.
好，这个毕士大池旁边所充满的病人。
Imagine many patients lying around the pool of Bethesda.
哦，有瞎眼的，有瘸腿的，有血气枯干的，各式各样的病人。
There were the blind, the lame, the paralyzed, and all sorts of diseases.
那我们想到说。今日在我们世界，在我们这个世界里面呢、啊，也是充满着各式各样的病人啊。
In our world today, there are many patients.
啊，我们有数不清的疾病。
There are many diseases.
威胁着我们的生命。
That can take away our lives.
啊，除了肉体上的疾病之外，还有很多心理上、心灵上的病痛啊。
Besides physical illness, there's also the illness of the heart.
来缠磨着我们啊。
Now torture us.
虽然个人的病痛不一定都一样
we all may have different sicknesses
但个人呢、啊、都有个人自己的痛苦啊
and we suffer differently
或是在身体上或是在心灵上
whether in body or in spirit
哦，总之啊啊、没有痛苦的人啊
there's everyone suffers at some point
痛苦从哪里来
where does it come from
啊、哦，我们呢、啊、如果仔细去看圣经
When we study the Bible,
我们要知道这个痛苦的源头是从哪里来的。
We'll know the origin of suffering.
这个痛苦的源头就是从始祖亚当夏娃犯罪之后。
Pain and suffering came from the original sin of our ancestors.
罪恶入了这个世界。
When sin entered the world,
罪恶带来了刑罚。
It brought with it punishment.
刑罚让人痛苦啊。
And punishment brings suffering.
也就是说，罪恶啊，是各种疾病和痛苦的根源啊。
And sin is the source of all illnesses.
尤其啊，我们刚刚读过主耶稣所医治的这一个病人。
When we read about this patient,
在十四节，主耶稣告诉他说啊，你已经痊愈了，你不要再犯罪了。
In verse 14, Jesus told him, "You are well again. Stop sinning."
恐怕你的遭遇啊，这个会更加的厉害。
Or something worse may happen to you.
所以这患了三十八年的这个病人啊，他也是被罪所啊所累，被病啊所磨啊。
And this man who was sick for 38 years is also bound by sin.
这也让我们知道，今天呢、啊，我们很多人呢、啊，只想求到。这个肉体上的平安呢、啊、
？Today, many want peace in their physical body.
哦，却不知道那个让我们丧失平安、陷入到痛苦当中的根源呢、啊、
？But they do not know what is it in the first place that took away the peace.
就是罪
，it is sin.
哦，所以我们应当啊，不止到耶稣的面前只求今生的平安而已。
So today, let us ask for more than the peace in this life.
更要求主啊，把我们那个失去平安、陷入痛苦的根源，就是罪啊，来得到赦免。
But let us ask the Lord Jesus to take away the source of all our sufferings, that is sin.
这才是根本的解决之道。
That is how we remove the root cause of all our problems.
再来，我们在这个毕士大池旁。我们看到了这些廊子，这些亭子。
Now imagine the covered colonnades around the pool.
这是当日的慈善家们呢、啊，他们所做的。
They were built by charities.
那些慈善家们，他们建筑的这些亭子、廊子啊，啊，让这些病人在里面休息，等候这个水池啊啊动的时候。
These were built for patients to wait for the water to be stirred.
这些慈善家。他们没有办法来医好这些病人呢。
These charitable men could not heal any patients.
有可能这些病人当中也有自己的亲人在里头啊。
Perhaps some of your loved ones were among the sick.
但是没有办法，只能开到这里来等候水动啊。
But the most they could do is to bring them to by the pool to wait.
这告诉我们什么呢
？What does this tell us?
这告诉我们，人。能做很多好事没有错。
It tells us that man can do many good things.
人能想到很多的办法来帮助也没有错。
It is true we can think of many ways to help people.
但人所做的只能改善人的环境。
But the most we can do is to improve the condition somewhat.
略微减轻人的痛苦而已。
To reduce the other sufferings.
并不能够根本的来解决，来除掉人心灵上。啊的这个病痛
But no one can take away completely take away the illness of the heart
另外也让我们想到在这个世上有很多的宗教
and many religions in the world today
对于啊怎么样解除人的罪恶所能做的、啊、也如同这些慈善家所做的一样
and there's also a limit to what they can do to take away the sufferings of sin
只能为这些病人修筑廊子亭子来让他们休息啊
The most they could do is to build some colonnades for the patients to rest.
他们只不过在表面上啊，想要来改变人有好的行为。
To a certain extent, the religions teach people to do good.
但是那个人内在的败坏。
But as for the corruption within us.
世上的宗教却没有办法来提供良针对策。
The religions of the world cannot take that away.
更糟糕的是啊，甚至让有些人呢、啊、更趋近于啊假冒为善。
And worse, they lead people to hypocrisy.
只顾于啊来计算，哎，我捐了多少钱，我做了多少的善事，我留了多少的名字在这个功德牌上。
And people learn to proclaim their names and by doing good works become proud of themselves.
却忘了自己所做的坏事啊，比所做的好事、啊、多上成千上万倍啊。
And they forget that their bad outnumber the good.
这是啊，从这个毕士大池旁 的这个篮子，哦，让我们呢，啊，所联想到的。
And these are some of the lessons to be learned from the colonnades of the poor.
主耶稣就是在这样的一个场合当中遇到的这个38年的病人啊。
So Jesus met the man who had been sick for 38 years.
38年啊，不算是一个啊很长的日子。
38 years is not a long time.
但也不可能是一个很短的日子。
It is not short either.
人有几个38年呢？
How many 38 years do you have in your lifetime?
哦，所以这个病了38年的病人呢，啊，他所受的痛苦啊，是很深、很长远的。
So this man has suffered long and deep.
极有可能他在床上啊躺卧生病的日子啊，比他在世上啊这个病好的日子还多啊。
Probably he had been sick longer than he had been well.
受磨难的日子多过于快乐的日子啊。
He had been suffering more than he had been happy.
啊，他跟我们一样有一个身体。
He has a body just like we do.
但却是不能用。
But his body is not useful.
他活在世上好像啊是特别出生来受罪受苦的。
It seemed as though he was born to suffer.
不但自己苦，对别人也没有益处。
Not only did he suffer, he brought suffering to others.
很像在监狱里头等待枪决的死刑犯一样。
As if he was an inmate on death row.
我们想想看，活在这世上的罪恶当中的人啊，岂不是也是这样？
Isn't that what people are like when they live in sin?
活着没有价值，对人也没有帮助。
They live without meaning and they are no help to others.
在他们的心灵上更没有快乐跟平安。
And in their heart there is no peace and joy.
因为罪恶带给他的痛苦多过于罪中之乐。
Because the suffering of sin is greater than the joy of sin.
虽然活着，但却只能等候灭亡。
While they live, they await the destruction of sin.
哦，主耶稣看到这个病人。
Jesus saw this man.
看见他躺着。
He saw him lying there.
哦，啊，就问他。
And he asked.
啊，那他回答说啊，说先生啊，水冻的时候没有人把我放在池子里，我正要去的时候，就有别人比我先下去了。
The man replied, I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. When I try to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me.
这个病人啊，啊，他不但病了这么久，很可怜啊。
This man suffered long.
更可怜的啊，是在这38年当中啊，得不到人的帮助啊。
But what's worse is that in all the 38 years, no one helped him.
也许啊，他真的遇到过好几次水冻的时候啊。
Perhaps he was, in sometimes he was the first to see the water being stirred.
但是却没有人肯帮助他下水去啊。
But no one would carry him into the water.
他因为生病啊，想必啊，他的行动啊都很迟钝。
And he probably could not move very fast.
当初也很有可能他的家人陪伴他等候这个水洞。
Perhaps in the beginning, some of his family was with them.
但是渐渐的，这些家人没有办法持续他们的爱以及关怀。
But after some time, their love could not be sustained.
就离开他了。
And they departed.
也许他也曾经请求过那些同样跟他躺在旁边的病人啊。
Perhaps he has asked other patients to help him.
哦，啊，下次啊，水冻的时候啊，哎，应该轮到我了。
Maybe he said it's my turn by now.
啊，不要跟我抢哦。
Please do not get ahead of me.
谁管谁呢
？Would they care？
当下一次水冻的时候啊，哎，没有人会要让他，大家争着下去了。
The next time the water is stirred, people probably fought to be first.
哎，大家都想要让自己的病得到医治啊。
Because they want to be healed too.
所以在这个世界上，并没有真正的爱。
There is no true love in the world.
人所能够拥有的爱，都是带着自私和虚假的成分比较多的啦。
Human love carry within an element of jealousy and selfishness.
有谁啊，愿意为了别人来舍弃自己的前途呢
？Which one of us would sacrifice our future for the sake of others?
我如果啊，先下去，我病就好了。
If you are the one to go in, you will be healed.
我能够创造我的前途啊。
And you have another, you can have another life.
我能够带给我家庭幸福啊。
You can raise your family again.
我怎么可以把这么好的机会让给别人呢？
Why would you give that chance to someone else?
并且啊，我如果仍然在病痛当中啊，我要受多久的折磨啊？
On the other hand, if I don't go, I continue to be sick. How long should I suffer?
没有人啊，愿意。 将这么宝贵的机会让给别人。No
one would want to lose this opportunity.
所以人的爱总是先爱自己，然后才会爱别人的。Human
love loves the self first before loving others.
先顾自己啊，才会想到别人啊。We
care about ourselves first before others.
这个世上没有人啊，就像耶稣基督一样。No
one in the world is like Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督啊，他肯为了我们。
He was willing to leave behind his glories in heaven.
为我们在世上劳苦奔波。
He was willing to toil for us in the world.
最后为了我们牺牲在十字架上。
He was willing to die on the cross for us.
我们是什么样的人呢？
Who are we?
值得耶稣为我们来付出这么多。
To deserve what he paid for us.
值得这位荣耀的神来牺牲。
How can we deserve this glorious God to sacrifice anything for us?
We are
but sinners.
但是竟然耶稣愿意为我们来做如此大的牺牲。
But Jesus was willing to give himself for us.
所以唯有耶稣的爱，唯有神的爱。
Only the love of Christ and the love of God
才是真正的爱。
Is the true love.
难怪圣经这么说啊，说。 神将他的独生子赐给我们。
No wonder the Bible tells us God gave his only son to us.
神的爱就在这里彰显出来了。
And that manifests his great love.
现在有很多的罪人仍然未能够得着主的救恩。
There are many sinners waiting for the salvation grace of God.
我们不能够只有说这些人硬心。
We cannot just claim that they are hard-hearted.
我们要想想是不是我们的爱 还不够。
But let us examine ourselves. Is our love great enough?
我们没办法像主耶稣的爱一样。
Can we be like the Lord Jesus?
我们不可能为了人家灵魂的得救稍微多舍弃一点。
Perhaps we're not willing to give up a little more for saving the souls of others.
曾经听过某个教会的负责人在向小弟在诉苦。
Once a council member, a church council member, complained to me.
说有时候请弟兄姐妹会开车的顺道送这些年长者或者是慕道朋友回家去。
He said that sometimes we ask members to drive other people home.
或者是接他来聚会。
Or pick him up at church.
他们还会回这些负责人一句话。
And people would reply,
我不顺路啊,
that it's out of the way.
不顺路是不肯去接送。
And so they would not be able to give someone a ride.
一定要顺路，一定要先自己方便之后，才要提供服务。
And they would drive people only when it is convenient.
我们想想看，有可能是因为我们多爱自己，少爱神。
And perhaps it is because we love ourselves before loving God.
多爱自己，少爱别人的灵魂。And
we love ourselves before loving others.
所以今天呢，我们如果要让我们的教会能够多得着一些世上的灵魂的话，And
today, if we want to win over souls,
我们应该要效法耶稣的爱。We
must learn from the love of Christ.
有一个小孩子，他到一个海边去。Once
a child went to a beach.
他看到这个海边呢。 有很多的这个海星被海浪冲到岸上来。And
on the beach were many sea stars.
那这个小孩子看到这些海星如果被冲上岸来，太阳这样晒，没有多久就要死掉了。And
so the child thought that if the sea stars did not return to the water, they would die.
所以他就一条一条捡起来，往海里面丢。So
he picked them up one by one and threw them back to the ocean.
但是丢到海里面的海星呢，
After a while, the waves carry the sea stars back to the sand. So he picked them up again and threw them back. And a grown up watched this child do this over and over.
后来忍不住啊, 就对这个小孩子说,
and finally he said,
你这样做有什么用啊?
What's the use?
你啊, 再怎么做啊, 他还是会被海浪冲上来,
they'll just keep coming back.
你也救不了那么多了,
you cannot save everything.
算了吧,
forget it.
但是这个小孩子回答他,
but the child replied,
我知道,
I know.
我没办法救所有的海星啊,
I cannot save every sea star.
但至少我能够改变我手上这一条海星,
but at least I can change the life of this one sea star.
把它丢到海里面,
I can throw it back.
这是我们能做的,
this is what we can do.
也许我们的一个付出跟关怀啊,
perhaps because of one sacrifice,
会让一个人, 甚至他的家庭, 甚至他的族人, 得到 神的救恩, 改变他们的生活, 改变他们的将来,
and perhaps through that sacrifice we can change the lives and the future of one person or their family or an entire household.
所以我们不要灰心啊,
and let us not become discouraged.
不要丧志,
do not lose heart.
再来我们来看6到9节,
and 3 verse 6 to 9.
这个是主耶稣啊, 对这个病了38年的病人所做的一些动作。
Let's study what Jesus did with the man.
从这个动作当中我们看到主的爱心,
we can see his love.
我们也可以从主的爱心当中来学习怎么样来救灵魂,
we can learn from Jesus how to save souls.
好, 爱心啊, 是一个要得人如得鱼的啊, 这个渔夫啊, 必备的先决条件,
in order to be fish and the fishers of men, we must learn to love.
唯有爱人灵魂的人才能够得到人的灵魂啊,
only when we love men's souls can we gain men's souls.
所以我们从主耶稣的表现, 第六节,
that's 3 verse 6,
这里说耶稣看见他,
Jesus saw him.
看, 表示啊, 耶稣对他的关心,
Jesus showed his concern.
没有爱心的人啊, 他看不到别人的痛苦的。
A person without love cannot see anyone suffering.
这个38年的病人, 他虽然得不到别人的关怀,
even though no one cared for this man who had been sick for 38 years,
但是荣耀的主啊, 却眷顾他。
But the glorious Lord saw him.
我们的主啊, 是病人的大医生。
Our Lord is a great physician.
是罪人的救主。
He is the savior of sinners.
今天他看着我们。
He sees us today.
所以我们要效法耶稣。
We must learn from him.
爱心的第一个表现就是愿意去看那一些不好看的、不喜欢看的人们。
The first act of love is to see those who are not pleasing.
谁愿意到那个蛮荒的这个国家、国度、地区去啊？
Who among us is willing to go to an undeveloped place?
他们在我们的这个本位的观念上啊, 并不觉得他们可爱啊。
In our eyes, they may not be pleasing to us.
甚至觉得他们好脏啊。
Perhaps they're filthy.
落后无知。
Or back, you may think they're backwards.
不愿意去看他们。
You don't want to see them.
因为我们根本不关心。
Because we do not care.
所以我们不会去看。
And we, so we do not see.
我希望我们今天我们所有的弟兄姐妹我们愿意去效法耶稣去看那一些我们觉得不好看、不可爱的、不喜欢看的。
May our brothers and sisters learn to see those who we do not want to see.
那些需要耶稣的恩典。
See those who need the grace of Jesus Christ.
那些需要我们的帮助啊。
To see those who need our help.
再来主耶稣看见他躺着, 知道他病了许久。这里说主耶稣知道。
Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time.
主耶稣一看这个病人躺在那边, 就知道他病了许久。
Jesus saw him and knew.
这是主耶稣啊, 对这个病人的体恤啊。
This is how he showed his compassion.
主耶稣不但知道他的痛苦啊, 更能够了解他的痛苦。
Jesus knew how he suffered.
知道一个病了这么久的病患他的可怜啊。
He knew how He knew how much pain he was in.
今天呢, 我们不单要看到 那些需要帮助的人,
Today, not only do we need to see those who need help,
还要能够知道他的痛苦,
we must also know of their pain.
啊, 我们呢, 或许很会勉励人家, 很会向人家说教,
Perhaps we are good at teaching and comforting.
啊, 你来信耶稣就好了。
Just come and believe in Jesus.
你怎么没有信心呢? 你应该交托给神啊。
Why don't you have faith? Just trust God.
你一天到晚没有信心。
You have no faith at all.
你就靠耶稣嘛, 靠吗? 靠他你不会吗?
Just rely on Jesus, don't you know how?
讲得很容易啊。
It's very easy to say it.
因为你根本不知道他的痛苦啊。
Because you do not know their suffering.
当他病痛发作的时候,
When they're in pain.
当他需要 需求，有所物质上需求的时候
When they need help
你知道吗?
Do you know it?
所以雅各书告诉我们 雅各
So James tells us
说看到弟兄姐妹有缺乏的却对他说愿你吃得饱穿得暖平平安安的走吧这没有什么好处
If you see a brother and sister in need and simply say to them peace be with you you're not helping them
爱心是需要行为来搭配的
Love requires and deeds.
再来，主耶稣看他知道他病了很久，就问他说：“你要痊愈吗？”
Jesus knew he had been sick for a long time, and he asked him.
主耶稣问他。
Jesus asked, "Do you want to be well?"
你要痊愈吗？
Do you want to be well?
主耶稣在世上帮助了很多人。
Jesus helped many when he was in the world.
他的第一句话经常就是说。 你要我为你做什么?
And he often asked them, What do you want from me?
主耶稣会问,
he asked,
那, 准备要帮助对方,
He was ready to help.
你需要什么帮助?
What do you need?
哦, 是双向的,
it's an interactive
而不是只有单向的用我们的主观, 啊, 用我们的, 啊, 这个, 我们自觉的, 啊, 自觉的好的方法, 啊, 就硬要灌输, 要别人强迫别人接受。
You cannot force onto other people just because you're helping them.
主耶稣会问,
he asked.
代表他知道他病了那么久,
Jesus knew he had been sick for a long time.
他知道, 他不但知道, 他还要帮助,
and he wanted to help him.
表示他要帮助的一种表示,
and this is how he started.
目的啊, 是希望这个病人啊, 把他的需要, 很痛苦, 告诉给他。
And he gave the man a chance to tell him what he needs.
然后他就要帮助他。
And Jesus will help him.
所以主耶稣的问题啊, 使这38年的病人啊, 生出了一个盼望来啊。
And his question brought hope to the patient.
像是在这38年当中啊, 他曾经有无次的希望, 也经历过无次的失望。
And he probably had many times of hope. And also discouragement.
使他对于自己的病能够得到改善，或者是病能够痊愈啊，越来越失望。
Perhaps he did not think he had much of a chance to be healed.
越来越灰心，甚至绝望了。
He had to become hopeless.
所以主耶稣这样关键的询问呢，让他心中那个快要灭的那个灯火啊，重新又点着了。
So Jesus asked him and lit up a hope within him.
所以这个看、知跟问啊，都是真诚爱的表露。
And these are the acts of love to see, to know, and to ask.
一个没有爱心的人啊，虽然看见了，也会假装没有看见。
A person without love will pretend not to see.
明明知道，也会装着不知道。
And they would pretend not to know.
应当要先开口问人家，也会故意不开口，等着人家勉强来求帮忙，才。 心不甘情不愿地帮助他
And they would not ask Instead they wait to be asked Before deciding to do anything at all
但是主耶稣不是这样子的
But that was not what Jesus did
他的爱心啊, 是真诚, 是可贵的
His love is true
所以我们如果想要引导人来信主啊,
So if we want to lead others to Christ
来得到灵魂啊,
To win over souls for him
我们就必须要像主耶稣这样的爱心啊,
We must be like Jesus
所以说在路加福音的 第十章啊，曾经谈到一个好撒玛利亚人的比喻啊。
In Luke chapter 10, Jesus told a parable of the good Samaritan.
他讲到说有一个人呐，他从这个耶路撒冷下到耶利哥城来。
He said a man went from Jerusalem to Jericho.
结果啊, 在路上遇到强盗,
and he was robbed.
不但啊, 所有的被抢走, 还被打个半死,
they took everything from him and they beat him.
躺在路旁啊, 啊, 在那边痛苦呻吟,
and he was lying there moaning on the road.
这时候啊, 有一个祭司啊, 啊, 从耶路撒冷下来啊, 经过他的旁边,
and the priest also walked on the same path from Jerusalem.
假装没有看见就走开了,
and pretended not to see him. And
后来又来了一个服侍神的利未人啊,
and then came another Levite, a servant of God.
也假装没有看到, 就从旁边走开了,
he also pretended not to see him and walked by.
后来来了一个啊, 哎, 啊, 这是啊, 以色列人他们所看不起的这个, 撒玛利亚人啊,
and then came a Samaritan despised by the Jews.
啊, 却啊, 帮助他, 啊, 甚至带他到旅店去啊,
and the Samaritan helped him and brought him to an inn.
哦, 主耶稣所讲的这个比喻啊, 要当时自以为, 啊, 这个敬虔, 自以为, 啊, 这个, 啊, 比别人好的这些宗教领袖羞愧了,
when Jesus said this parable to rebuke the religious leaders of the time.
好, 所以同样的道理, 今天啊, 我们应该要像耶稣所讲的,
today, let us learn from Jesus.
好, 不要光有那个宗教的仪文上的一个敬虔的表, 啊, 这个外貌而已,
and not to appear religious,
却没有那个爱的实际,
without the quality of love within.
所以当那个病人, 啊, 把他的痛苦跟主耶稣说之后,
when this man told Jesus how he suffered,
主耶稣对他说, 起来, 拿起你的褥子走吧,
Jesus said to him, get up, pick up your mat and walk.
啊, 充满着权威, 充满着能力,
these are words of power and authority.
啊, 结果这个人啊, 他果然, 他就拿起他的褥子, 起来了,
and verse 9, at once the man was cured.
好, 啊, 他得到了帮助, 得到了痊愈,
he was healed of his disease.
啊, 主耶稣这一句话, 并不是说你的病好了,
Jesus did not tell him you are healed.
主耶稣问他说你要痊愈吗?
First he asked him, do you want to get well?
啊, 然后主耶稣告诉他说, 你拿着你的褥子起来走吧,
and then he commanded him, pick up your mat and walk.
并不是说你的病好了,
he did not just say you are well now.
这个病人要病要好,
for this man to be well,
他必须照耶稣的话去做,
he must follow, obey Jesus' command.
他必须要拿起他的褥子起来走,
he must decide to pick up his mat and walk.
不是仍然躺在那边啊,
he cannot just remain there, lying on the ground.
这刚刚告诉我们什么?
What does this tell us?
今天我们要脱离罪的辖制,
today we want to escape from sin.
今天我们想要得到神的帮助啊,
today we want God's help.
我们一定要从我们的罪恶当中, 从我们的难处里面起来,
we must also get up from our sin,
要离开啊,
and depart from it.
老是躺在那边, 等着人家来关怀,
instead of lying there all the time waiting for someone to help us,
在那边自怨自艾,
and to pity ourselves.
啊, 那对我们自己没有帮助的,
then we cannot help anything.
主耶稣不但要帮助我们,
Jesus will help us,
要帮助我们, 啊, 解决我们身体的病痛,
he will heal our physical illness,
解决我们的困难,
he will help our problems,
更要我们 离开我们那个痛处啊,
he also commands us to leave where we were,
离开那个罪啊,
depart from sin,
离开那个苦境啊,
to depart from our suffering.
哦, 这是意外的恩典,
he gives us a grace beyond our understanding,
但这也必须要我们愿意去配合,
but we must be willing to follow him.
如果这个躺了38年的病人啊, 他仍旧躺在那边说, 我起不来啊,
if this man had replied to Jesus, I can't get up.
我病了38年啊, 嗯, 你叫我起来, 我怎么起得来呢?
I've been sick for 38 years. How can I get up?
啊, 啊, 或者是说, 啊, 你把我抬起来吧,
or if he asked Jesus, can you help me up?
你扶我起来吧,
carry me.
那他没帮我得到痊愈,
then he might not have been healed.
所以我们想要得到神的帮助,
if we want to receive God's help,
我们要配合啊,
we must work with it.
我们要有那个信心, 要有那个决心啊,
we must have the faith and determination.
遵照耶稣的话,
obey his words.
遵行他的旨意啊,
obey his commands.
照着去做,
and follow him.
我们才能够得到真正的帮助啊,
and he will help us.
主耶稣帮助他之后啊,
after Jesus helped him,
好, 那因为啊, 那一天啊, 是安息日,
and because it was the Sabbath,
哦, 照犹太人他们的规定啊，哎，安息日啊，有很多不能做的事情。
And according to Jewish laws, there are many things that are forbidden on the Sabbath.
那这个人呢，啊，在安息日啊，不可以拿着他的褥子啊，啊，到处跑来跑去。
It was against the law for a man to carry his mat to walk.
但是这个三十八年的病人呢，啊，他必须，他之所以得到医治啊，是因为他遵守耶稣说的话。
But this man became well because he obeyed Jesus.
那耶稣为什么要他啊，在安息日里面呢，来犯了这个规矩呢
？I mean, why did Jesus command him to break this law of the Sabbath?
用坏的安息日的规矩来作为他得到医治的条件。
By breaking the law, he received his healing.
那不是啊，反而害了这个人嘛。
Isn't Jesus asking for trouble?
不是的。
No.
主耶稣啊，在这里做了一个很好的暗示。
Jesus teaches us through this.
主耶稣啊，不但要帮助这些人呢、啊、
，Not only will he help the sick，
还要将这些得到他救恩的人呢、啊，从那个律法之下给救出来啊。
He also saved them from the bondage of the law.
要啊，将这些人呢、啊，啊，迁到爱子的国度里面，迁到恩典之下。
He came to save us to live under grace into the heavenly kingdom.
另外。这一个拿着啊褥子走的这个病人呢、啊、
，And when this man picked up his mat and walked，
他以拿着褥子在安息日里面走来宣告说：“我真的是痊愈的。”
Through that he proclaimed to others, "I have been healed."
平常啊，拿着褥子在路上走啊，没有什么稀奇啊。
If he had picked up his mat and walked on any other day, no one would look at him.
也没办法引起人的注意啊。
No one would care.
今天规定不可以这么做。
But if it was since it was the Sabbath, it was forbidden to do so.
却有一个人啊偏偏违反了。
And the people saw this man breaking the Sabbath.
当然会引起很多人注意啊。
They will look at him.
哎，那个人是谁啊
？Who is he？
这么大的胆子敢犯安息日的规定
？How dare he break the law of the Sabbath？
哎，仔细一看，哎，那个不是躺在那个啊毕士大池旁边。已经病了三十八年那个人吗
？And they might recognize him as being the man who had been there for 38 years.
哎，他什么时候好了
？How did he get well?
哇，他还能够起来走啊
？How could he be walking around?
主耶稣啊，的用意就是在这里呀、啊。
And that's why Jesus asked him to pick up his mat and walk.
要他在得救之后能够有很清楚的见证。
After he was saved, he became a testimony.
让所有的人都能够看见。他是一个得到痊愈、得到拯救的人啊
！People saw that he was healed and was saved.
今天我们得到神的帮助。
Today God has helped us.
我们应当要勇敢出来做见证啊
！We must also be a testimony for him.
什么是安息日的啊？他们律啊，这个犹太人在律法之下安息日的这个规定
？What is analogous to the law of the Sabbath today?
这种传统的束缚啊，就如同。我们周遭生活里面一些传统的规矩啊
，There are also many traditions in today.
传统的压力一样
，and pressures from these traditions.
有很多弟兄姐妹蒙恩之后不敢做见证。
Many brothers and sisters are still afraid to preach after they believe.
啊，传统的观念跟他讲啊，
because
这个羞耻的往事啊，不要跟人家讲比较好。
Because according to our tradition or customs, we do not want to share what is shameful in our lives.
这个信耶稣的事情啊，千万不能够让我的啊那个父母亲啊，我的亲人知道。
And they're afraid to tell their parents that they believe in Jesus.
不然他会骂死我的。
Because their parents might yell at them.
这就如同啊，安息日啊，不可以拿着褥子走的这些传统犹太人的传统一样。
These rules and fears are bound us just as the law, Jewish law of Sabbath bound the people.
所以我们要勇敢啊，为主做见证。
You must be brave and testify for the Lord.
要突破这些不正确的传统的束缚。
And to break through our fears and our rules.
再来，因为耶稣啊医治了这个病人啊。
Because Jesus healed the man.
也引发了一些风波。
There was repercussions.
有人看到啊，这个被医好的这个人啊，哎，在安息日拿着褥子走啊，啊，就跟他讲说啊，哎，今天是安息日啊，你怎么可以做这个事情啊
？Some told this man, "How can you walk on the pick up the mat and walk on the Sabbath?"
那个人呢、啊，就跟他讲说， 医好我的人叫我这么做的。
This man replied, the one who made me well told me to.
哦，那这个大家就问他啊、哦，这个尤其啊是啊当时的、哦、犹太宗教领袖就问他说是谁呀、啊？谁叫你这么做的
？The religious leader asked him, who told you to?、
哎、这个被医好的人呢、啊、说我不知道。
This man had no idea who it was.
我们想想看。主耶稣在他身上那么大的恩典
Jesus has performed a great miracle on him.
他竟然不知道耶稣是谁、啊、
But he did not know it was Jesus.
不知道医好他的这个恩人是谁、啊、
He did not know who it was that blessed him so much.
我们会觉得他很忘恩负义、啊、
You might think he is unthankful.
实在很不应该、啊、
That's wrong.
那我们想想我们跟他还不是一样
Are we any different from him?
我们很容易把从神所领受的恩典给忘记
了。We often forget the grace of God in our lives.
每当我们在做见证时候，我们、啊、感动的痛哭流涕啊，神啊，我感谢你呀、啊！我们立志，没有多久都忘了。
When we first testify for God, we are moved to tears and are determined to serve Him. After a while, we forget.
甚至忘记了。耶稣是谁呀、啊、
？You might even forget who Jesus is.
忙于世上的追求。
We're so busy in the world.
难道我们跟他有什么区别
？Are we any different from this man?
差不多了。
Maybe not by much.
更糟糕的。
Even worse.
主耶稣啊，后来在殿里面遇到他，对他说
：“Jesus found him again and said to him,
对吧？你以后啊，你已经痊愈了，不要再犯罪。
You're well again. Stop sinning.
恐怕你的遭遇啊，会更加厉害。
Something worse may happen to you.”
结果、啊、这个人、啊、竟然跑去告诉犹太人使他痊愈的是耶稣、啊、
And this man's response was going to the Jews again to tell them it was Jesus who made him well
刚刚 啊不知道医好他人是谁那就算了
It was already too bad that he didn't know it was Jesus who healed him in the first place
现在再一次的遇到这个救命恩人、啊、也没有跟他道谢
But in the second time he met Jesus, he did not thank him either.
倒是啊，赶快跑去跟犹太人告状啊。
Instead, he went to accuse Jesus before the Jews.
哎，医好我的哈啊，叫我啊这个干犯了你们安息日的规定啊。哎，那个人叫耶稣啊。哎，你们要找去找他。
He told them the man you want, the man who told me to break the Sabbath is Jesus. That's who you're looking for.
因为惧怕这些犹太人
He must have been afraid of the Jews
因为要讨好这些人
He wanted to please these men
把耶稣又给出卖
He betrayed Jesus
我们跟这个人也是差不多了
Sometimes we're no different than him
我们对于这一位曾经拯救我们为我们舍命的主、啊、
The Lord has given his life for us
我们因为、啊、常常因为惧怕人啊
But often we're afraid of others.
经常因为为了讨人的喜悦
want to please others.
亏欠了神的恩典
And we fall short of the glory of God.
难道这是我们应该回报给救我们为我们舍命的救主他的恩典吗
This is how we repay the grace of God.
我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们想想看
Let's examine ourselves.
我们跟这个病了38年的人有什么不同啊
How different are we from this man who has been sick for 38 years?
求主耶稣赦免我们
May our Lord forgive us.
最后啊这些犹太人既然知道耶稣啊做这个事情的是耶稣啊
In the last point, the Jews found out it was Jesus who did this.
哦所以他就逼迫耶稣
And they persecuted him.
当时犹太人想要啊杀耶稣的原因呢、啊哦、有两个
There are two reasons why the Jews wanted to kill him
第一个就是耶稣医好了这个病人
First, Jesus healed this man、
哦、这个病人呢、啊、他向他们做了报告
Because the man told them so
所以 他们认为耶稣干犯了律法
Then they determined that Jesus broke the Sabbath
沿着这个病人的报告让犹太人、哦、想要杀耶稣
And they planned to kill him
这个病人所做的是什么报告
What does this patient tell them?
如果是好的报告的话犹太人会杀耶稣吗
It happened something good Would they plot to kill him?
他做的报告、啊、是那个叫我违反安息日律法的是耶稣、啊、
But this man had told them that It was Jesus who commanded him to break the law of the Sabbath
让犹太人要杀耶稣
And it caused, gave these Jews reason to kill Jesus.
那今天我们想想看,
and for today,
今天是什么, 啊, 什么事情是我们, 啊, 向世人报告耶稣的恩典啊?
What do we tell others about Jesus?
就是我们的好行为啊。
It is through our deeds.
如果因为我们的不好的行为,
but if our, we have bad deeds,
让人家误会耶稣, 让人家不相信耶稣,
that led people to misjudge Jesus and not believe in him,
甚至让人家憎恨耶稣,
and they even make them hate Jesus,
那我们的罪有何等的大?
How great is our sin then?
就希望我们啊, 用我们的好的行为来向世人做耶稣基督恩典。
And we proclaim the good news of Jesus through our deeds.
福音的推荐信,
to preach the gospel.
啊, 让人啊, 因为我们的好行为, 相信耶稣, 啊, 甚至, 至少不要排斥耶稣,
and through our good deeds, people may come to believe in Jesus, or at the minimum, not to reject him.
哦, 那再来, 犹太人要杀耶稣的第二个原因,
the second reason the Jews wanted to kill him,
哦, 是主耶稣啊, 说我的父做事, 我 啊, 到直到如今啊, 我也做事,
was that because Jesus said, as my Father has always worked, I too am working.
啊, 犹太人啊, 认为耶稣啊, 啊, 他把自己当作神啊,
the Jews took that to mean that Jesus said he was equal with God.
啊, 这个说了僭越的话了,
and he blasphemed against God.
啊, 他不知道耶稣啊, 他跟神是原为一的啦,
they failed to realize that Jesus is one with God.
啊, 啊, 所以他要杀耶稣,
and they plot to kill him.
啊, 顺道, 啊, 提到, 昨天, 啊, 在我们查经的时候,
yesterday in our Bible study,
啊, 我们有, 啊, 两位, 啊, 这其他教会的, 啊, 这个朋友, 啊, 甚至其中一位是他们的牧师啊, 来跟我们一起查经,
they were a pastor and a member from a church who were with us.
啊, 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 说查经比较好听啊, 其实啊, 是来辩道的, 哦。
And it wasn't exactly a Bible study, but rather a theological debate.
因为他们主张啊, 耶稣不是神,
because they do not believe Jesus is God.
耶稣只是神的儿子而已,
that Jesus is the Son of God.
哦, 他不是神,
but not God himself.
哦, 他们把耶稣啊, 给降低了,
哦。 They lowered Jesus' position.
他认为耶稣啊, 是, 啊, 神所创造的,
they believe that Jesus was created by God.
我们想想看, 如果说耶稣不是神的话,
if Jesus is not God,
那他等于就是跟那些天使一样啊,
then Jesus is really no different than the angels.
啊, 那我们所信的, 啊, 我们所敬拜的耶稣啊, 就等于我们在拜偶像, 哦。
Then when, if we worship Jesus, who is just an angel, then it's the same as worshiping idols.
我们不是在拜独一真神,
because we're not worshiping the one true God.
这何等的可怕,
how dreadful would that be?
哦, 所以在这世界上, 有很多的学问, 如同当日, 啊, 这个主耶稣复活之后, 犹太人拿钱收买那些罗马兵丁,
in the, this world, there are many teachings and people who are against the teachings, and the Jews paid off the Roman soldiers when Jesus died.
要他们说啊, 耶稣没有复活,
and to tell them not to say Jesus was resurrected.
啊, 没有神, 耶稣不是神,
that Jesus is not God.
他已经死掉了,
because, and to say that Jesus is dead.
魔鬼的诡计就是处心积虑啊, 把耶稣就是神, 把这一位在十字架上向他夸胜的, 向他啊, 把这个, 啊, 死权啊, 给败坏掉, 夺回去的, 这位神啊, 把他给否决掉。
The devil tries every way to deny Jesus, who was victorious on the cross and took away the power of death.
哦, 所以我们也应当要小心这样的, 哦, 这些异端啊。
We must be careful of these heresies.
哦, 总之, 啊, 这个神迹, 啊, 主耶稣啊, 啊, 怜悯这个38年的病人啊, 而医治了他。
So Jesus healed a man who had been sick for 38 years.
哦, 但是, 这个神迹的结束啊, 是犹太人想要杀耶稣啊。
But the result of it was that the Jews plotted to kill him.
我们会觉得实在是, 啊, 很不搭调。
It seemed to be unfair.
但这也是我们人的写照。
But that is human nature.
也是十字架道理的特质啊。
This is also the character of the truth of the cross.
牺牲,
to sacrifice.
求神帮助我们,
and God help us.
用我们更加了解神的爱,
so that we can know God's love even more.
效法他的牺牲,
and to follow his sacrifice.